A playground in the central Prague neighborhood of Podolí has been crowded with not children but radiation specialists since Wednesday evening, when the park was found to have up to 5 times the normal levels of background radioactivity. On Thursday, that reading was raised to 1,000 times normal levels at the various source points under the earth. While it is not necessarily dangerous unless one were to stand over the source for an hour or more, authorities are rushing to identify what could possibly be causing the radioactivity and have praised the man who discovered it, Pavel Bykov, for his proper and timely response. He described for us how he stumbled across it.
Well, I was just walking down the street, minding my own business, as they say. Basically, I went to the playground where we sometimes go with my son and wife, and my watch, which has a built-in Geiger counter, my watch started to beep. And this situation is not normal, because for as long as I had that watch, although I didn't have it that long, but I followed the field of nuclear physics for some time as an amateur. And what I've seen there, I've never seen that in my life. So I thought that it's probably just a device malfunction. So I sent my wife and kid away from the playground and ran home to get my other Geiger counters, which I have more of them, to confirm the finding. And once I confirmed that the levels of radiation were really high, that's when I called an emergency and explained the situation. So chemical unit of firefighters arrived shortly after that, and yeah, everybody was in disbelief.
And how strong were the radiation levels?
Well, at about 1 meter from the source, so not at the source, we measured about 500 microserverts per hour, which is much higher than normal. This is basically a yearly dose that you would get in 1 hour.
And so you tried to pinpoint where the source could be, but you were unable to locate it.
Yes. And then the team from National Nuclear Security arrived, and they were also unable to pinpoint the source, so they got some samples and went away. And this morning, when I was at the playground, they found more radiation sources. So now they think that it's either something under the ground or maybe somebody spilled something. So it's all over the playground, and they still cannot pinpoint where it's coming from.
In your experience as an amateur, what could possibly give out that kind of radiation?
Oh, nothing that is not man-made, definitely. This is something that has to be man-made. And so I really don't know. Because nothing comes to mind that has such high levels of radioactivity. It would either have to be something crazy like spent fuel, or it could be maybe some radium or some really crazy like that.
Well, in the hours since this discovery, there was much suspicion on the internet that someone equipped with a radiation detector, a Geiger counter, and his watch and equipment at home would stumble across such high readings.
Yes, it was like winning a lottery. So, yeah, I'm sure there's going to be lots of talk about that as well.
So it was entirely a coincidence where the police also interested why someone so well equipped would be able to come across something?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. But, you know, they'll find their own way. Because I follow this field, nuclear physics, as I mentioned. It's a hobby. It's a hobby that I follow for about, like, 8 years. So not really new to that field, but it's really a coincidence that something like that happened.
That was network engineer and amateur nuclear physicist Pavel Bykov. Since that interview was conducted only a short time ago, the company hired to dig up the area found the source of the radiation, apparently a 2-centimeter-long metal rod containing radium that they have taken away for testing. The District of Prague 4 says it will be checking the schools and playgrounds in the area. This is Radio Prague.